Earlier today, Bruce was up on campus and had a chance to talk with the head women's hockey coach at the University of Maine. Here's Bruce with Coach Molly Engstrom.
I have with me the Maine women's head hockey coach, Molly Engstrom. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bruce.
Well, we're really glad you're here. We've watched a lot of things get better this year in the women's hockey program, and people are happy. There must be some things that you're finding bigger obstacles, and if you're really concentrating on something right now, what would that be?
I think one of the biggest things for us right now is to play a whole 60 minutes. So I've kind of talked to the girls about that, and that's something that we're talking about, being ready right when the puck drops. And competing all game. And if we can do that, I think we'll see good things.
Yeah, you got the lead three of the last four games. And it was like that was adversity. Scored first. You won bad period in both games down in Boston.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, you talk about those 60 minutes. We played well when we were down in BC. Went up early, got the first goal. And then the next shift, they were able to score. So being able to hold on to that lead is a big thing. And then, UNH was just disappointing. You know, when you score four goals in a game, you hope that you should be able to win a game like that.
Yeah, and you had the lead, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, I think, and then they tied it. I mean, you got to be glad you're scoring goals in a game like that, but it's tough to give those up. Has it been an overall letdown at a period of time, or have there been areas of the game where just a little improvement would make a difference?
Yeah, you know, when you score a goal, too, that next shift is so important, and we fell short in BC in that area, and then we kind of fell asleep for those 5 minutes, and play a scoreless third period, so... Yeah, everyone's got to be on the same page. We're trying to find some consistency with our goaltending right now, which is a big thing. An overall good, solid team game.
One of the things I've been impressed with is the way that the, I mentioned this to you before, the newer kids have been integrated into the system. They're playing with the other people. You still feel like you have a lot of line juggling to do, or you're starting to feel like you know who you want to place with whom?
Yeah, we did a little bit of changing this past weekend, but for the most part, you know, we're feeling pretty good with where we're at. And like you mentioned, we can score goals and we're getting some production. Our D are starting to sort of hone in on their shots from the point, getting shots through, taking good shots. So from a lineup perspective, we're feeling pretty good.
Northeastern's got a hell of a goaltender. When you get prepped for a game like that, do you think that our players sometimes change their habits when they shouldn't? Do you think a goalie intimidates people that way sometimes?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the goaltender. I think with our team right now, when we play really good teams, it's a matter of getting to the goaltender. You know, they've got strong forwards, they've got strong D. So just having zone time, having quality zone time, and getting to the net is a challenge for us in those big games.
We're in the heart of the schedule now. You know, this is the part that counts, and you're not positioned badly at all, especially far ahead of where I think most people expected Maine would be at this time. What's the biggest challenge when you're playing this many league games and as many as you will be playing on the road?
Yeah, we just have to focus in. At this point, really kind of laser focus. We've played every team now except Merrimack, so we know their tendencies. They're not necessarily exactly the same team. I think UNH is a good example of that. I don't know if the girls thought that was going to be an easier game because we swept them earlier in the year. So teams do get better throughout the season, but we do know their tendencies. We have to focus in on that, and then we really have to focus also on our game. You know, what are we doing and how are we executing?
Yeah. Now, I always like to ask this, but I ask it knowing there may be things you can't tell me about this, but how does next year's recruiting class look so far?
Good. We feel good about it. We have some commits. We just had a verbal commitment actually last night from a defenseman who's playing at Gilmore Academy in Ohio. So, yeah, we've got a goalie on campus coming up this week. So we're on the horn. We're out, you know, looking at players. So we feel pretty good about where we're at already in 2023.
Well, that's really good. You got a big weekend coming up. We're going to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Maine women's hockey. This means a lot to me because I've been committed here a long time. What do you hope to see from the team at Puck Drop on Friday?
A lot of energy, you know, and again, the focus. All game, we're at home, which is great, and there'll be some fans in the stands for the girls, and I think it means a lot to the girls to have the alumni coming back as well. So for them to meet a handful of them all at one time, we're excited about that. Jen has done a lot of work to get those folks here, so it should be a nice weekend.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them too. Well, thank you. We've been talking to Coach Molly Angstrom, head coach of the women's hockey team here at the University of Maine, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
Bruce Pratt with Maine head coach Molly Engstrom. Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.